You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Raul Hernandez Ochoa on the line. He's founder of Raul Hernandez, Inc., and he's also host of Do Good Work podcast. Raul, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Oh, man, I love to have fellow podcasters on here. I'm like, oh, you make my job easy. You already do a podcast, number one. But number two, I love growing that podcast community. So to kick us off, let's get right into what you're doing over at Do Good Work. So tell us more about the brand and what you're up to.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So with the brand, you know, we got the podcast going, and it's more geared towards business professionals, to helping them grow in their business, scaling their systems, but also the mindset that goes behind that. In addition to the podcast, we got the book, recently published, Productive Profits. It hit number one new release on Amazon on release week, so it's pretty cool. And there I lay out the groundwork, literally from the bottom up, of how I do my consults with clients, and you get that value in a book. And I leave nothing unturned there. It's literally everything I do with clients. So it's added value, and I've gotten good feedback there. But it's just exciting to help entrepreneurs really just get unstuck in their business, and literally like scaling it so that they can increase their impact and, you know, not go crazy at the same time.
Man, that's exciting. And we all know that entrepreneurship journey can drive us crazy. So you're the guy that I want on the line for this. So how to truly optimize business growth. You have the book, the podcast. I mean, this is your profession. Where do you want to start with this topic?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the previous books that worked really well in this field or topic, it's E-Myth, right? And around that, there's three principles of optimizing your process, your system, and your people. And it's a good starting point to be aware of what to do, but then how do you actually do it, though? How do you actually optimize your process from product or customer delivery on service fulfillment? How do you actually optimize the systems to make sure that it's working properly and optimized to your needs, not someone else's? And then also looking at the people behind the brand, the people behind, you know, your customer supports or whatever it may be, because that builds the brand front facing of who you really stand for as a business. But it also builds that culture and that spark that not everyone can duplicate and just like steal a business, because they can't steal being you or steal being that culture.
That's awesome, Raul. So what do you think, and now I know this is going to vary, right? So I don't want to oversimplify this, and we can only cover so much in a 15-minute podcast, but what do you think are some of the challenges or some of the pitfalls and where businesses go wrong on this path of optimization and growth?
Well, I mean, I think it's a growth pattern with any typical entrepreneur or CEO that I work with. If you're a small business or even larger business, depending on your employee sizes, as you grow, you're duct taping the pieces together because you have to, because you're moving super fast and you have to make things work. And it makes sense to a point. But then what I like to contrast that is, what if you ask specific questions in the get-go, where you start thinking at scale and you start building out things from the very beginning, where you're already thinking at those 500 employees or 50 employees or even 5 employees, right? So I think naturally, entrepreneurs have a duct tape system, but where we go wrong is when we don't ask those self-reflecting questions within the business, even when we have success, and how can I make this better? What am I not looking at? How can I optimize my day, my team's day, my structure, my company to better fit the services for today, but also for the future?
How does an entrepreneur, so a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening right now, and, you know, they fall into multiple camps, but I'll just say that some people listening don't know if they're in the right position and or time in their business to move from, let's just say, duct tape to an overall strategy. Like, how do you know?
Trying to really think about this one, because when you're doing those things, things work, and that's great, but it's also getting that outside perspective, because every great leader that I know isn't just leading themselves, they're leading others, and they also have a group of advisors, if it's coaches, if it's advisors, if it's mentors, if it's peers, networks, masterminds, whatever it is, they're always part of that. So it's always being open to being coachable, and I'll be always being open to say, is there a better way of doing what I'm already doing? So there has to be that level of self-commitment and awareness that, you know what, I choose to self-improve and also choose to improve how I'm delivering the services. Because you the typical, like the slogans, like, oh, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But then what happens when it is broken, or when it's going to get broken, if you fill capacity of your bandwidth in the next, you know, 3 months, 9 months? So it's never being complacent, but it's also not worrying for worrying's sake.
So what I'm also hearing you say is that it's not necessarily like tied to the size of the business or the stage you're at, like whether you're in inception of starting the business or if you're further along, like really the idea of using duct tape to just get something done because it works. I mean, if possible, you should be able to kind of continually reassess. No matter what stage you are on the path, how you can change things. Does that sound right? I just want to make sure I'm on target on this one.
Yeah, that is correct. Because even with the duct tape solution, like I've seen successful seven-figure businesses get there, but then it's when you're really looking at, well, how am I going to grow this to, you know, 10 million? Mm-hmm. How am I going to grow this past that mark? And the old saying is like, what got you there isn't going to get you to the next mark. And that it's true, but this is the reason why. The reason why the systems you have in place aren't going to get you there, it's the team, is that you need to have the systems in place, the new processes, and making sure that everything is evened out so that true scale happens, where revenue is increasing faster than expenses, than wage increases, and then your profit margins also start to increase through that. So now you have a true economy scale.
Let's talk a little bit more about the brand side of things. Where do you think businesses do kind of, where do you think they kind of, and again, this will vary from brand to brand, size of company, founder experience, all those things. But I know with the amount of clients you work with and as many, you know, businesses as you've reviewed, certain themes tend to arise. Where do you think a lot of brands go wrong or companies go wrong on really getting their brand out there?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And I think it's twofold, right? So the brand isn't just your color, your slogan, and your little icon or whatever.
It's not just a logo? It's not just a pretty logo? What? It's craziness, bro. Really?
Right, but it's the interaction from the front end of your customer experience to the team that's actually working on the back end. And that brand synchrony starts with the leadership team, right? I talk about in the book how leaders have to show up, and everything that they do sets the stage. Even if it's cognizant or they're not intentional, whatever word they say, how they interact with the team, how they interact with customers, how they create that environment sets the stage. And you can create a positive environment, or you can create a negative one, or hurtful one, or stressful one. And that really encompasses everything in regards to your internals of the company, but it also shows from the onset, like it bleeds out, right? And that's a simple habit. Right. But if you do it right, then it bleeds out positively, and you can have intention in how you actually create that environment, that brand, that forward message on the customer, and word gets around because of that. And just that small, simple spark.
That's awesome. So, Raul, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about Do Good Work, whether it's your podcast or whether it's the book or anything else you're working on or working with you and your team, what's the best way for them to follow up and to get in touch with your brand?
Absolutely. So just dogoodwork.io. Dogoodwork.io is just my website there. You'll be able to connect with me, the book, the podcast, and just connect with me personally on LinkedIn. But everything is on that website.
Fantastic. Well, Raul, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work that you're doing over at Do Good Work. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Raul, thanks again for coming on the show.